Well, I'm delighted to be in Sligo today, and the purpose of the visit is that as part of my presidential year, I wanted to do outreach. We have 27,000 members, of which we cater to 93 countries and 4,500, believe it or not, overseas, but we have 500 plus members in the Northwest region, and our chairman of our Northwest Society, Fergal Burke, well known here in Sligo, asked me would I like to come, and I said I'd be honoured, and they put together a very interesting program for me today. I've already met students and lecturers at IT Sligo, and later on today I'm going to Summerhill College. I'm also paying a little visit to the new GA Centre of Excellence, and then this evening I'm meeting a group of our young professionals, and also then we have a members event, a members dinner tonight at the Sligo Park Hotel. So I'm really settled in Sligo, having come through the snow this morning for more information.
The event at IT Sligo today, just tell me about that.
Well, basically they have a tremendous tradition here in IT Sligo of producing some outstanding business leaders, and they have a very good class here, and they invited me when I come along and speak to the students and the lecturers, and I did that, and despite the inclement weather, it was very encouraging to see a good turnout, and I'm very conscious that Joe Gannon himself, very prominent here in the Sligo region, is a former president of Chartered Accountants Ireland. But indeed, some of your former members, you have Gaynor. Mr. Gaynor was a former senior partner in PwC New York. He hails from Summerhill College. So it's certainly, if you look all around you, we have members prominent in the local community and across all sectors.
Wearing your GAA hat, I'm sure you'll have a very special interest in what's happening out at the GAA Centre of Excellence in Scarlon when you visit there later on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And, there's a lot of parallels between sport and business and accountancy. And I think I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard great reports about the Centre of Excellence, so I'm really looking forward to that. And for we down people, we have to be very nice to Sligo over the next couple of days. So we're looking forward to our game with Sligo, but not with confidence. But obviously, we travel with hope, and hopefully it will be a good match.